You might have seen this ad on your TV recently.
Senator Jeff Flake says he's ready to work with President Trump on immigration. Really? This is the same Jeff Flake who sponsored the Gang of Eight bill to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. The same Jeff Flake who pushed for more foreign workers to take
It's an ad attacking Arizona Senator Jeff Flake on his immigration record, but it was paid for by a group called Californians for Population Stabilization, or CAPS. So why does a California group care about what Arizona senators are up to when it comes to immigration? The show's Lauren Gilger joins us with more on that. And Lauren, you talked to someone from this group, right? What's the idea?
Right. I spoke with Joe Guzzardi with CAPS, and he told me that the group was formed in 1986 by academics and environmentalists who are concerned about California's population growth, which they think has a lot to do with immigration. Also in 1986, the Immigration Reform and Control Act was signed into law, which Guzzardi says resulted in high levels of immigration into California. So they're interested in stricter immigration control. And he said they've targeted this ad at Jeff Flake largely because of his work with the so-called Gang of Eight.
Senator Flake has, in the past, aligned himself with some of the most ardent supporters of expanded immigration. And those would be from his own party, Senator McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Senator Marco Rubio. He was on that bill, he was a big advocate for that bill, which would have given amnesty to whatever the total number of illegal immigrants there are in the United States, between 10 and 12 million, and vastly expanded guest worker provisions. So that is completely inconsistent with what President Trump has said that his goals for immigration are during his administration.
And you heard him mention a couple of other names there, too. They also have targeted Marco Rubio of Florida and Senator John McCain. But he says Flake could likely be a key player in future immigration legislation.
Our feeling is that for key players in the immigration debate, what happens in Senator Flake's office has an effect on everybody in the United States and not just Arizona. So that is our motivation.
So do these kinds of ads actually get the messages to Arizona?
Right. Well, that's the question. So I also got a hold of Terri-Ann Jones to talk more about this. She's the director of international studies and an associate professor of sociology at Fairfield University. And she studies immigration and politics and where they intersect. And she says this kind of attack can work with a certain audience. So I asked her how public opinion can shape the conversation and even legislation on immigration.
Well, I think public opinion has to shape legislation because legislators are beholden to the public, to their constituents. So I think, you know, there are times when legislators, when senators, for example, may not present, you know, they're tweaking their ideas to their supporters. And I have to say, I do appreciate when legislators are able to go beyond what they think the public's expectations are, and to really give their own expressions. So, for example, the Gang of Eight. This was a bipartisan group. There were conservatives there, people who were expected to present themselves in a more conservative manner on immigration.
And when you're talking about the Gang of Eight, that was Jeff Flake was a part of that, obviously, and that's one of the reasons it seems he's being attacked in this ad. So do you think there's sort of a growing anti-immigrant public opinion in the country right now that may be influencing some of what's on the Trump administration's agenda when it comes to immigration?
So I wonder if it's that or if it's the other way around, that the Trump administration's perspectives and the inciting of fear is influencing the public and is making them believe that, you know, there's something to fear from immigrants. The sense of protectionism. And I think in terms of Flake as well, I think this backlash against him isn't necessarily based on his perspectives on the wall, but they're rooted in you know, his participation in developing the 2013 Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill. That was seen by those who support a more restrictive approach to immigration as simply amnesty rather than a means to integrating the existing undocumented population.
So why might a conservative senator who says border security is a priority like Jeff Flake, but was a part of this bipartisan coalition on immigration, maybe not seem conservative enough on immigration nowadays?
Right, because I think the expectation of someone who is conservative on immigration is that they are absolute in their perspectives, that they're supporting building this improbable and impractical wall, rather than having a sensible approach. I think, unfortunately, there is this rejection of a sensible, more realistic approach to dealing with the existing undocumented population and also dealing with future immigration and refugee movements. And so I think there's a very narrow idea about what it means to be conservative on immigration. And we really need to broaden that approach and to recognize that there are conservatives in the business world, in agribusiness in particular, that rely on immigrants.
So looking at that last year then, do you think that the quote-unquote center viewpoint on immigration has really shifted?
I think we're losing the center. I don't know if it's so much that the center has shifted in a particular direction, but I think views on immigration have become more divided in the sense that there's less of a centrist view. The center has been reduced as the public has taken a stronger stance, either one way or the other.
So then looking at somebody like Jeff Flake, who has tried to work across party lines and come up with reform on immigration, do you think that this kind of ad attacking him from the right as not being conservative enough, even though he's a Republican, do you think tactics like that can work with voters at this point?
With some. I think that will emphasize the division. I'm very interested in seeing how he responds to it, whether he is more concerned about his upcoming reelection, or if he sticks to his own perspectives. And I do think that his own perspective on immigration is much more moderate based on the comprehensive immigration reform bill.
That was Terry Ann Jones, Director of International Studies and an Associate Professor of Sociology at Fairfield University. We also reached out to Senator Flake's office about this. They did not return our request for comment.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.